I still have vivid memories of the day my grandfather taught my cousin Johnny and me the rules of profanity. After letting one slip, he explained that it's okay to use those words when the three of us were together because they were man words. But if we ever used them in front of our mothers, sisters, or other women or girls, we'd get punished. I was probably 5 or 6 at the time, which would have put it in the early 1960s. It was unspoken, but the other side of my grandfather's equation was obvious. If women were too delicate to be exposed to profanity, then obviously they could never use those words themselves. It took me a while to realize that what my grandfather saw as protective was actually incredibly stifling. Men could express their pain, frustration, and anger with loud bursts of forbidden words as long as they weren't in mixed company. Women were expected to respond to those same emotions with more restraint. They still are, it would seem, based on the response last week to a profanity directed at the president. At a celebratory gathering at her swearing-in, a new female member of Congress referred to President Trump with a profane word. The feigned outrage on the right was immediate, all in support of a president who frequently and lustily uses all 7 of the words George Carlin once told us were forbidden on the radio. There's been a lot of discussion lately about the coarsening of our politics. And if that's the issue, I join with those calling for a more respectful debate based on facts, not emotion. Our elected leaders, now mired in a government shutdown over the semantical difference between a wall and a fence, clearly need to stop shouting and start listening to each other. But if the issue is the Congresswoman's use of profanity, I won't be among those calling for the language police. That's because of the time when there really were language police. Comedian Lenny Bruce was arrested 4 times between 1961 and 1964, including once for using the word schmuck. Bruce wasn't the only comedian working blue at the time. A number of well-known comics with squeaky clean acts on television had much raunchier routines on the nightclub circuit. None of them were arrested. The difference was that along with dirty words and sex jokes, Bruce was also mocking Christianity. The First Amendment wouldn't let police arrest him for that. So they used the dirty words and sex jokes as an excuse. Excursions with my grandfather aside, I grew up in a household where we didn't curse in private and a society where we didn't curse in public. But I eventually came to understand that the worst words weren't the dirty ones, but rather those that are intended to instill fear, hatred, and division. As to the Congresswoman's wish for impeachment, expect lots of comments on that subject from House Democrats in the coming weeks. But the only voice that matters is that of Gerald Nadler, chairman of the Judiciary Committee, and, of course, Nancy Pelosi. With this week's commentary, I'm Walt Rubel with the Las Cruces Sun News.